USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Iran's president has promised retribution after the apparent assassination of the country's top nuclear scientist. Hassan Rouhani promised Saturday that his nation would respond to the killing at the proper time. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says the Iranis are likely biding their time, waiting for the appropriate moment to retaliate. He tells Fox News they still haven't responded from previous assassinations.
There's likely to be some retribution, not only for this assassination attack, but also the assassination attack on Qasem Soleimani a little less than a year ago. And there's really been no effective retribution for that. I think they have been on pause, waiting to see the outcome of the U.S. election and waiting to see what their options are before they begin any escalation, which could turn quite negative for them.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
COVID or no, people have places to go. Valley Orr has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The busiest air travel day of the pandemic came on the day before Thanksgiving with 1,070,967 passengers. The TSA reported screening more than 1 million daily passengers that day, a milestone that airports have rarely seen since the pandemic slashed air travel in March. It's only the fourth time passenger throughput topped 1 million since March 16th. The number of travelers flying Wednesday, however, was half of what it was on the day before Thanksgiving last year. Travel the entire week of Thanksgiving saw an increase, with airlines and hotels offering deep discounts on packages to families this year that they likely couldn't afford before. Many are willing to brave COVID to take advantage of no crowds.
Preliminary data shows that in-store shopping on Black Friday was down more than 50% from last year, while online shopping was up more than 20%. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York City said goodbye Saturday to its first ever African-American mayor. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Mayor Bill de Blasio is paying homage to the first black mayor of New York City. At a celebration of life, de Blasio saying former Mayor David Dinkins made the city a safer place.
He said it's not just our traditional notion of public safety. It's about kids. It's about families. He said if we're going to be safer, there have to be after-school programs. There has to be. He created the Beacon programs.
Dinkins died earlier this month at the age of 93. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On the college gridiron today, number 1 Alabama cruised to a win in the Iron Bowl 42-13 over number 22 Auburn. Number 3 Clemson blew out Pittsburgh 52-17. Number 6 Florida handled Kentucky 34-10. Michigan State upset number 8 Northwestern 29-20. Number 12 Indiana topped Maryland 27-11. The Terrapins were playing for the first time in 3 weeks after a COVID outbreak that had canceled their previous two games. Number 20, Coastal Carolina beat Texas State 49-14. Number 23, Oklahoma State outlasted Texas Tech 50-44. The Cowboys' Desmond Jackson ran for 235 yards and 3 touchdowns on the day. And Missouri shut out Vanderbilt 41-0, but history was made in that game as Vandy's Sarah Fuller became the first woman to play in a major conference college football game. Fuller, a senior goalkeeper who had won an SEC soccer championship earlier this month, kicked off to open the second half. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.